Hello.
Maximum Threshold, you're on the air.
Hey, Jack Russell.
Hey, Jack, what's going on, man?
Not, man. Just getting ready. I'm on the way to a free Grammy party.
Oh, nice.
So I guess it's a warm-up for next year when I get the Grammy for the new record.
Yeah, you better get it, man, because this is the new ones. I mean, you're like all over the place on there and with creativity, man.
Oh, thank you, man. People ask me, how was the writing process? How did you get all these songs? And I just go, it's just a combination of Robbie and I, It's what comes out when we write together. It's just like baking a cake, you add different ingredients, you're going to have a different tasting cake.
That's right. Yeah, you definitely can.
And I really like the taste of this one.
It's smooth. That's what I like about it. It's different. It's not just a straight, just a rocking thing. This one has like more feeling and more emotion in there, and you got your little ballad in there, which is nice.
Yeah, songs just happen. I always said songs kind of write themselves.
Yeah.
People go, what do you come with your lyrical ideas? And then they think, do you think of an idea before you write the song? And no. Generally, a song will tell me what it's about just by its feel, and the groove,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This album, I did a lot more music than I ever did before.
Mm-hmm.
She Moves Me. I came out the bass, I said, okay, do this and do that. And, Robbie would translate my gank, 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 ganks in the chords,
Oh, yeah.
And, but he, he on the other half, he, did some of the lyrics as well. So I actually gave up, let my ego down and said, okay, let's hear your ideas. And they were really good.
Yeah.
So it was a really true collaboration.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, man. It's like I was expecting to hear your classic kind of sound. And it threw me off because whoa, this ain't it. This is different, and I like that, man. I appreciate that you do something different, because it seems like you let the more creative juices flow with this one.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid to do anything on this album. I said, let's just let it hang, man. Whatever comes out, is going to come out. And I've always said, every record I've ever done has been a snapshot of where I was, emotionally or spiritually at that time in my life. And, this time in my life, I was all about, change and leaving the past behind and getting back to realizing my dream. I only went so far with Great White, and I've always felt that I had bigger things coming. That's just the feeling I have, And so I think I may have the vehicle now to do what I want, because... Mm-hmm. The songs to me they're not a rehashed Great White record, I think a lot of people expected that, Jackson to come out with some record that just sounds like it could have been a Great White album, and of course people are going to say, well, yeah, it sounds kind of like Great White on some stuff because of my voice.
Yep, that's it.
It's like the
music that you hear from these bands that are putting the new stuff out. I'll give you an example, Enough's Enough. They came out with something. It was totally different than what you would have expected of them. They're like changing the mold that they did. And I think you kind of did the same thing too, which is great because now you're like
reinventing myself.
That's it. Yep. And it's nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
I said, no, that's a nice thing, a good thing to do. And you give people.
Yeah, it is.
To.
As long as it's a good, you're good material. I know a lot of guys try to reinvent themselves. You go you should have stayed the way you were.
Yeah.
But it's funny you mentioned Enough's Enough. That's a band that I happen to just adore.
Mm-hmm.
I never listened to them before until their album in 1999,
mm-hmm.
The self-titled album, and that song, that album, just is one of my favorite albums ever.
Yeah.
And then I started really getting into the band. I've known Chip for years.
Oh, yeah.
Before I even heard his
music. He's a good guy, man.
And, I have a copy. He sent me a copy of his new album. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
No, his new one is...
I'm looking forward to it. I just got it a couple of days ago.
It's like picture Enough's Enough sleeping with the Beatles. That's what his solo record's like. It's way out there. pretty wild.
I'm sorry, do that again, please?
I said Chip's solo record that he has. It's like as if it's like if Enough's Enough got in bed with the Beatles, what their kid would look like or sound like.
they have a lot of Beatles stuff going on with them, you know, and I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love hearing people's roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I'd put you on speakerphone for
that's
a bit because
right.
There's a cop like right behind me.
Oh, that's cool. I understand.
But I like when people show their roots. I think, you know, on this record, you know, I said, look, I really want to have big harmonies because, you know, with Great White, you know, nothing against the band because, hell, I was the lead singer for, you know, and founder of the band, co-founder of the band. But, I mean, our harmonies were never that inventive. It was just like, okay, do a third and a fifth on the chorus, you know, except for, like, Rock Me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But this album, I said, look, I want big harmonies because we have, you know, everybody in my band sings, and they all sing great. So we did some really inventive stuff. I mean, if you look at the song Godspeed, that's all vocals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, I think, a testament to how good singers they are because I just did the lead vocals. I did no backgrounds on this album at all, which is
cool.
Really unusual.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, man. It's you got the dynamics there, and you got the artist there, so you don't have to rely on anybody for, like, you know, doing your part. You know, they're all like
no, which is great. It, you know? Yeah, you don't miss nothing live. You know. So what do you think of the record? I mean, what do you think of the songs? Do you have a favorite, or have you had a chance to listen to it that much? Or
when I listened to it, the one song that caught me off, and I just listened to them like. It made me smile. I was listening to Anything For You. I was listening to them like, wow, this is...
Anything For You, yeah.
That song just made me smile. I was like, it takes a lot for a song to do that right off the bat. It was like you could feel it was charged with emotion, and you're able to feel the vibe. And that's what I got off of the song. And it's
it's really a sad song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful, but it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about it, because you're talking about, you know, what would you say as the last thing before I pass away?
Yeah.
You know, but it's beautiful too. I mean, I wrote it for my wife.
Yeah.
You know, who has been very sick for, you know, quite a while. So, you know, they gave her a 20-50% chance of making it through the next year or so.
Oh, wow.
So. I mean, it's scary, you know,
when
you love somebody as much as I love her, and you know, you don't know if that person's going to be there, you know. And, you know, I have every belief she's going to, but, you know, there is that chance. And, and it's you know, when we came up with that song, you know, I couldn't figure out what to write for, you know. Well, what would you say as the last thing before we walk away? And then Robbie goes, how about before you pass away, and I'll just start bawling.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm like, oh, my God. And he goes, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. He goes, I go, no, that's great. Let's use it. He goes, are you sure? I go, absolutely. You know, I want people to feel something, you know. I want people to know they're alive.
That's it.
You know, whether it's happy, sad, you know, the laugh or the smile. Or, I mean, people, you need songs to cry with. I do.
Oh,
you know, if I'm in a bad mood and I feel like a good cry, I'll put on some song that just tugs at my heartstrings, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I think you're right, though. It is a feel-good album, and I've heard that from a lot of people, you know. And for me, I mean, you know, of course you're partial to your own stuff, you know, and everybody says this about their new album. But I think it is truly the best thing that I've ever worked on. And I've worked on some pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I think it's the most creative thing that you've done.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. You look at Sign of the Times, that little vocal breakdown.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, and there's just the song, the title track, You Saw It Coming.
Yeah.
I mean, that song is, there's so many parts to it, but they're all just, you know, they all fit, and there's all these different vocals, and I don't know, it's a really diverse album, you know.
Yeah.
I think there's something for everyone, and so far we've had a great reaction from the fans, a great reaction from the people reviewing the record. you know, there was one guy that said he didn't like it, but he was obviously like the kind of guy that goes to see Gore and Slipknot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Great White, he's like, what? Not even a rock band?
That's how when I started this off, I was talking, I was like, man, you were all over on this one. I mean, you hit so many different type of styles, and so there's something there for everybody on this one.
Yeah, but somehow, you know, somehow it all works together. It's like I look at it, like I put the headphones on one night and I just lay there and listened to the album, you know, front to back. And I was like, wow, man, it's just really an experience. It's not just you play the third song and then the fourth, fifth song and the seventh song, or, you know, and then you go back to the first song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really it's something that's cohesive and you can just listen to from one to the next. And it's not a concept album per se, mm-hmm. but I mean, it just kind of flows, you know, and like a song like My Addiction, you know, I mean, everybody can relate to that. I mean, for me, it talks about drugs and alcohol, but for somebody else, it could be, you know, gambling, or it could be women, or it could be exercise, or, you know, whatever. Everybody's got an addiction, you know, so I think it's, in that sense, it's relatable to everybody, you know.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I write about what I've lived through. So people, you know, we all go through the same stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of those things where everybody's going to be able to relate to the songs because they've been through it.
Yep.
You know, the only song that's not autobiographical is Spy versus Spy
because
I'm not a spy. Yeah. But if I was, I couldn't tell you anyway.
Let's see here. I got a couple questions here. Once, because I didn't tell anybody you were calling in. And they're like, Mike Strong, you met him numerous times at M3. He interviewed you.
Sure.
He wanted to know if you're pumped to see him this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All my old friends at M3. There's a lot of people. That's the only time I see him, you know?
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to playing there this year. I mean, there was a poll. And this, and I want to thank everybody that you know, voted in on this. And there was a poll, and there was 67%, 68% of the people wanted us back. And that really made me feel good, you know. So we appreciate it very much. And, you know, the show's going to be great. The band is really, really, really tight right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all excited, you know, after, you know, coming out with a new album. Everybody's just pumped, and can't wait to get back on the road. You know, we're playing a few songs from the new record, depending on the length of the set, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not, like, bombarding people with it. You know, like, some bands go out there, and they play, we're going to play the whole new album, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we obviously don't want to do that, you know, because people want to hear the hits, you know.
That's right.
So yeah, I throw a couple new ones in, or one new one, depending on the length of the set, and the rest is just hits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Yeah, he's a fun guy. He's funny.
He is.
That's funny.
Let's see here. I got a couple other questions here. We'll let you get going.
Hey, thanks for inviting me to call in. Dude, I appreciate it.
Anytime.
I'd be glad to. I love you guys.
We love you too, man. We've known you for years.
I know. It makes me feel older.
Well, I'm right there.
Or somehow better, actually, that I'm not the only one that's getting old.
I turned 50
this
year.
But we're still young at heart, right?
That's right. I turned 50 this year, so I grew up with you.
Oh, God, you're a puppy. Yeah. I'm 56.
Oh, that's only 6 years. That's not that much difference.
Yeah, but that's 6 years when you're riding around with a car with no shocks. Your life gets pretty bumpy.
I hear you. Let's see here.
So what are you doing for your 50th? Is there anything special?
No idea. If anything happens, somebody will throw it for me. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think I did much for my 50th birthday. Yeah. I think I cried.
Yeah, I probably will too. I cry in the morning.
Okay, you got another question.
Let's see. They're asking, how was opening for Priest on Defenders of the Faith tour when they ripped out Mass and Spoke
Garden? Are you kidding me? That was a dream come true. Let me tell you a little story.
Yeah.
One night, we always hung out at the Troubadour, right? That's where we played, and that's where we got signed at. This is when we were Dante Fox. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rob Halford had come down to the Troubadour, and he had this, you know, one of his crew with him, who I later met on the tour, and we became really good friends. But that night, he was a total jerk, because I was trying to talk to Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to Rob, and this guy's like getting in between us, and Rob goes, "Hey, it's okay, it's okay." So I go, "Hey, man," I go, "I just want to tell you, I love your stuff, and hey, you don't know me right now, but one of these days I'll be opening up for you." And he kind of just chuckled, you know. And then we opened up for him. I told him the story. He goes, "Really?" I go, "Yeah, he didn't remember it," but I go, "I go, yeah." No, that was kind of true. But it was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. But the coolest thing about it was, you know, meeting the guys and hanging out with them. Rob Halford was just such a nice guy, and such a good singer, you know. And it was, we had just come off of a European tour with Whitesnake, when it was John Sykes and, mm-hmm. you know, John Lord and Cozy Powell. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was amazing. I remember sitting at, we used to stay at some of these really old hotels, you know what I mean? Like the, you know, the looked more like a big cottage, you know, and they had like a, one main room and a piano in it. And so John Lord would be sitting at the piano playing Deep Purple songs. I'd be sitting next to him singing them. And one night I sat there and I thought, like, ah, you're sitting next to John Lord singing Deep Purple. And I about passed out when I realized what I was doing, you know. But yeah, the Priest tour was great. It was, every show was sold out, and it was, we had just come out of the clubs and we did the Whitesnake tour, and then the Priest tour was just like, oh my God, you know, it was really, really great.
Well, hopefully things pick back up and, you know, you blow up again, man, because you deserve it, man. You're a trooper.
Thank you. You know, I appreciate it.
Let's see here. Just,
I hope so too. I mean, I would like, you know, not just to have, you know, this success for myself. I would like to see, you know, bring the whole genre back. Because, I mean, there are so many young kids mm-hmm. that love this type of music. We were playing the other night at the Whiskey for our record release party. And I looked down the front row, and there was these two girls. And they ended up backstage after the show, and I asked the one girl, I go, "How old are you?" She goes, 14. I go, "How did you hear about me?" And she goes, "Well, my dad, you listen to all your stuff, you know, and we grew up listening to it, and we really like it." And I'm like, whoa. You know, I hear that a lot. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of, you know, multi-generational, you know, people that come out, and it's just so cool to see the younger generation getting into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I wouldn't, you know, have gotten into my dad's music, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Frank Sinatra, but I wasn't going to be standing in line to go see the guy, you know.
I hear you.
So, you know, it's I'm hoping that, it, you know, those days come back, you know.
Yeah.
But it's with the technology and the downloading, unless they stop that from happening, you know, which seems like they're working on, you know, then maybe people will buy records, you know, or at least they'll buy the downloads.
Yep. Let's see here. Just a couple more things here. We'll let you get going.
No problem.
You know, when you talk to somebody, they always probably mention to you about how the first time they met you. Do you enjoy hearing that kind of stuff from people when they take you back?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's funny how many people that I do remember.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go, "Hey, you remember me?" I'll be like, "You know what? Yeah, I do." You know, I don't remember everybody, but a lot of people I do. You know, I'll remember their faces, not necessarily their names. So I pay attention to our audience, you know. And I love to hear their comments and love to hear what they have to say, you know. Yeah. It might not always be what I want to hear, but generally it is. But I mean, you know, I want people to be honest, you know. Oh, yeah. If they think, they say, "Well, you guys didn't sound very good tonight. Then you sounded amazing when we didn't," you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love my audience. I love the fans. I mean, I consider them more as friends than actual fans. You know, I mean, they've been around long enough.
Oh yeah.
I mean, God, I've watched people, you know, grow up.
Yep.
You know, from like being freshmen in high school to being married and have their own kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah, I remember the first time I met you. I think it was at with Rat and Poison tour. I think it was. And like, I think it was.
Oh,
Boston.
Yeah, 99. Yeah. Yeah, the Rat. Yeah, the Poison. It was Poison, Rat, us, and LA Guns.
Yep, yeah, that was it. And it was.
That was like the first time Poison got together and did that big. Then they started every summer. They started doing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
fun.
That was pretty cool because when we were backstage there, it was like all these people were back there, and all the bands were just mingling with everybody. Nobody was acting like they were above one another, and you actually had got the opportunity to have one-on-one with everybody, which was really cool for, you know, for people who grew up listening to music, and it was a cool vibe.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that tour was, I mean, it was cool because here you got Rat, you know, and us. I mean, we go back. My God, I remember Stephen Pearce used to get his shows with him at the Whiskey back in 1981, mm-hmm. you know, before we were Great White. I was there when the official Rat logo, he goes, check this out, man, we got the new logo. And I'm like, wow, and that is their original logo, mm-hmm. you know. And me and Bobby were really good friends. I mean, you know, I tuck his kids in, you know.
Yeah.
So they called me Uncle Jack, you know. They're bigger than me now. So it's weird, but it's, you know, we hung out together all the time. So it was nice to do shows with your friends, you know.
I hear you.
And, you know, Brett and the guys, you know, known them forever too. So, yeah, it was nice going on the road with your old pals, you know.
That's it. I got a question. You played Cleveland here, oh, it was a few months back, maybe about 6 months ago. You played like a little cafe.
Uh-huh.
How was a show like that, like playing something really, really small like that?
You know, I don't mind that at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I trust me, I wouldn't want to be doing that the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while it's cool. Like there's a little place down here in Mosa Beach right near where I live. And it's small, you know what I mean? But it's just fun. I mean, it just packs out, and it just feels really intimate. I mean, you know, you could probably smell the band, you know, you're that close. So I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. I think there's, you know, there's something about that that's really cool. And the fans get to see you right up close and personal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes us more like real people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, than on some, you know, 9-foot-high stage or 6-foot-high stage, and, you know, they're back behind a barricade, and, mm-hmm. you know, it makes it more real when you can just sit there and look at a person, you see the color of his eyes, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, I like it, I enjoy that.
You get that connection.
As long as you're not playing for four people,
yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
It's like, uh-oh.
So, Jack, how could people get a hold of He Saw It Coming? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. How could people get a hold of your new release?
Oh. Hello?
Hello? Oh, we're starting to lose each other here. You there? Hello? Oh. Hello?
Hello.
You're back again.
Yeah, okay. So are you saying how can people get the new record?
Yeah.
Well, you can go to Amazon, but apparently they're out. So there's Spotify and iTunes. Not Spotify. That's a streaming thing.
Yep.
iTunes and what's the other one? I forget. I you know, I mean, I don't know anything.
I gotcha.
You can still order them from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's going to be a little bit, you know, not too long before you get it because they ran out.
That's a good
thing.
That's
a good and a bad thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it is.
Or you can get them through the Pledge campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I'm sorry, that closed last night.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's you know, or you can get them at the gigs,
yep.
you know. But, yeah, I you know, I appreciate you guys, you know, supporting us. I really do. And especially, you know, supporting me as you guys have for, you know, all these years.
Oh, anytime,
it really means so much. And I mean that, you know, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends in this business and, you know, because I like people,
yep.
you know, and I try to be nice to everyone and treat them with respect because, like, you know, I'm not any better than anybody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just sing for a living,
yep.
you know, and some people in this business don't think that way,
yeah.
you know, there's certain people in this business that, you know, I won't even talk to.
Oh, I understand.
Well, you know, and that's sad, you know,
mm-hmm.
but, anyway, I really thank you guys so much.
Oh, no,
and thank you for putting me on the air tonight.
Hey,
now, that was a nice surprise.
can you do us a quick favor and do another promo ID for us?
Sure, of course.
And this is for Maximum Threshold Radio?
You got it. Ready?
Yep.
Hey, this is Jack Russell from Jack Russell's Great White, and you are listening to the best station around. I'm sorry, not station. Let me do it again. It's a show you want to say, right?
Yeah, you could say that. Anything you want to say to it.
All right. Hey, this is Jack Russell from Great White. Not anymore. Hey, this is Jack Russell from Jack Russell's Great White, and listen to my favorite show, Club Metal Threshold, right?
I'll take that. Maximum Threshold.
What do you want me to do?
This is Maximum Threshold.
Maximum Threshold. Okay, God, I'm sorry. My brain's like
that's
not
all
working
right.
Today.
You know, every promo ID you've done for us, you've messed it up.
Really?
Yeah, every single one.
We have a tape one time, right? And it's like we kept it because it was so funny. It took us like 50 times to get it right. We were just laughing so hard, we couldn't even do it.
You want to hear one that you did for us? Want to hear one?
I want to hear one. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to hear one.
Okay, here.
Hey, this is Jack Russell with Greg White.
Here you go. This is an old one.
Hey, this is Jack Russell with Greg White. You're rocking my best pals, Dominic and Dan. Right now, they're clenched in tight 69 in the back room, so they can't get to the radio. So I'm on here saying that. Do not ever change the dial. You're listening to Maximum Thunderbolt.
I know. He's in the back room cleansing the tights of 69. That's funny.
And you called it Maximum.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that.
And you called us.
All right. Here we go.
Go for it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jack Russell from Jack Russell's Great White, and you're listening to my bros right here on Maximum Threshold. Get it on.
That was perfect. Jack, you did that one good. I have the other one.
I just thought about the other one. I go, okay, let's. Oh God, that was funny. I remember that actually. I remember that. I hadn't thought about that. And wow, I mean, I hadn't thought about it.
That's a long.
Until I heard that, I go, I remember doing that.
Yeah, you called it Maximum Thunderbolt.
Maximum Thunderbolt, yeah. Mine like a steel trap.
That's all right.
Oh, my God. I used to be, like, really good. Oh, at one time, check this out.
Yeah, sure.
This is funny. We were doing Save Your Love, right? And we were doing this promo for all the stations. So I had to sing Save Your Love, and I had to put in every station. I'd go, Alone in the Night, just me and the KMER, or, WRTC. Where some of them had, like, nicknames, right? And this one was called The Whale. So here I am, alone in the night, just me and the whale. I tried my best to sing. It took me, like, 20 times to do it without laughing, Oh, my God. Anyway. All right, my brother.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, man.
And anytime you ever want to talk to me, you got my number.
Yep. Sounds
give me a call,
good.
But let's stay in touch, though,
Sounds good, man.
And when we're out in the Cleveland area, definitely want to get you guys down,
Sounds good. We also got guys working with us in, like, New York and New Jersey, and we also got an L.A.
Oh,
guy,
great.
Too. So we got you covered, man, in both sides
of
the country.
I love it. Are you guys able to play the new single, Sign of the Times? Or?
Yeah, I can play it.
Oh, that would be great, man. I would really appreciate it, and, if you can maybe, if you could post the video on your website, that would be even cooler. Well, not even cooler, but really cool.
I would do that.
So if you can do it, great. If you can't, no big deal.
No problem. I'll do it. So you want to play Sign of the Times?
That'd be great.
Okay, I'm
on
it.
That'd be great.
Okay, Jackman A. Thanks again for being on tonight. I appreciate
it. Hey, thank you, my brother. God bless you, all right? Say hello to everyone for me.
I will do that.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye, bro.
Thanks, Jack. We'll be back after this on Maximum Threshold. So here-